Chapter 31, Dependence on God.
The first lesson to be taught the workers in our institutions is the lesson of dependence upon God. Before they can attain success in any line, they must each for himself accept the truth contained in the words of Christ, "Without me, ye can do nothing." Righteousness has its root in godliness. No human being is righteous any longer than he has faith in God and maintains a vital connection with him. As a flower of the field has its root in the soil, as it must receive air, dew, showers, and sunshine, so must we receive from God that which ministers to the life of the soul. It is only through becoming partakers of his nature that we receive power to obey his commandments. No man, high or low, experienced or inexperienced, can steadily maintain before his fellow men a pure, forceful life unless his life is hid with Christ in God. The greater the activity among men, the closer should be the communion of the heart with God. The Lord has given instruction that the employees in the publishing houses are to be educated in religious lines. This work is of infinitely more consequence than financial gain. The spiritual health of the workers is to be the first consideration. Every morning, take time to begin your work with prayer. Do not think this wasted time. It is time that will live through eternal ages. By this means, success and spiritual victory will be brought in. The machinery will respond to the touch of the Master's hand. God's blessing is certainly worth asking for, and the work cannot be done aright unless the beginning is right. The hands of every worker must be strengthened. His heart must be purified before the Lord can use him effectively. If we would live a true Christian life, the conscience must be quickened by constant contact with the Word of God. All the precious things which at infinite cost God has provided for us will do us no good. They cannot strengthen us and produce spiritual growth unless we appropriate them. We must eat the Word of God. Make it a part of ourselves. Let small companies assemble in the evening, at noon, or in the early morning to study the Bible. Let them have a season of prayer that they may be strengthened, enlightened, and sanctified by the Holy Spirit. This work Christ wants to have done in the heart of every worker. If you yourselves will open the door to receive it, a great blessing will come to you. Angels of God will be in your assembly. You will feed upon the leaves of the tree of life. What testimonies you may bear of the loving acquaintance made with your fellow workers in these precious seasons when seeking the blessing of God. Let each tell his experience in simple words. This will bring more comfort and joy to the soul than all the pleasant instruments of music that could be brought into the churches. Christ will come into your hearts. It is by this means only that you can maintain your integrity. Many seem to think the time lost that is devoted to seeking the Lord. But when he comes in to cooperate with human effort, and men and women cooperate with him, a marked change will be seen in the work and in the results. Every heart that has been visited by the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness will reveal the working of the Spirit of God in voice, mind, and character. The machinery will move as if oiled and guided by a masterly hand. There will be less friction when the spirit of the worker receives the oil from the two olive branches. The holy influences will be imparted to others in words of kindness, tenderness, love, and encouragement. By God-fearing evangelists, zealous efforts should be made in behalf of the apprentices, that they may be converted. They should be carefully instructed in regard to the truth. They should be encouraged to study the Bible daily and should have an instructor to read and study it with them. The increasing knowledge of Christ that is gained by a study of the Scriptures under the teaching of the Holy Spirit enables the receiver to distinguish between right and wrong in all the affairs of life. If those connected with our publishing houses gain this knowledge and become rooted and grounded in the truth, they will keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment. Those who are handling sacred things in the publishing institutions and in every branch of God's work are to put forth the highest energies of their mental and moral powers. They are continually to study not the will of man, but the will of God. His grace must be revealed in all their work. We are not to be slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving our Lord, Romans 12:11. We are to be active in our work, but another element is to mingle with this energy, a living zeal in the service of God. Into our daily work we are to bring devotion, piety, godliness. If you carry on your business without this, you will make the greatest mistake of your lives. You commit robbery toward God while professing to serve Him.